Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday, man. This week's been kicking my ass. But it's Friday. We made it, folks. We made it. And we're on the air. Last show of the week. Going to have some good times. Going to air the grievances right here. And if you're new to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, and relatively new listeners, we welcome you on 820 AM WCPT in Chicago. We welcome our friends in Minneapolis, AM 950 KTNF. We welcome our friends in Eureka, California, listening on KGOE 1480 in one of our favorite FM frequencies, 92.7. Super cool. And of course, Devil Radio here in Madison, 92.7, as mentioned. We share a frequency. And our newest affiliate, WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM, The Shaw. So anyways, we're busy. We got lots going on, and this has been a big week for this little team. And we've got a few out sick. So Evan back on the board today. Appreciate you filling in all week for big fancy Brian. And today is a glorious day for Joe Biden. I mean, yesterday, Joe Biden won over my heart. Now, Joe Biden had won my vote prior. You know, was I going to vote for the other guy? But as I'd mentioned many times, I voted for the socialist. I supported Bernie. I was one of those guys. And Joe Biden, you know, I accepted him as the nominee because Bernie accepted him. Elizabeth Warren did. All the rest did. You know, get in line. Blue no matter who. But yesterday, Joe Biden moved me. Joe Biden did the right thing. Ass-kicking. Joe Biden came out and he laid some lumber on Donald Trump. Trump still moaning, whining, licking his wounds. And I think there will be some worse wounds if Merrick Garland ever gets around to making it Merrick Garland Day and indicting anyone in the Trump family. I'll declare it Merrick Garland Day. But today, Joe Biden's going to lead the show again. You know, after that barn burner of a speech yesterday, how could I not lead with our president, Joe Biden, today? My heart is full with new adoration for Joe. I hope he's ass-kicking sort of today like he was yesterday. I don't know if this will be toned exactly the same. But the right will play the jobs report today as bad news. Oh, this is bad news. Missed this month's expectations. And I say, so what? This is a great jobs report. I'll tell you all about it in just a bit. But Joe Biden should be out there bragging about the jobs report, should be bragging about the unemployment rate. You know how many jobs we've created under Joe Biden's presidency? 11 months. You know how many? 6 million jobs. Know the last time we did that in the history of measuring jobs? Never. Never done it before. No president has created jobs like Joe Biden's economy has created jobs. And you know what? Something of a bipartisan accomplishment. But of course, Republicans, they want no part of this economy. You know, because it's also Joe Biden's inflation. But we'll get to that in a bit. Let's hear the president. The unemployment rate. I mean, it's way down. We're under 4. This is what they call full employment. There are millions of jobs to be had. And it is finally a workers' economy. Here's President Joe Biden crowing a little, as he should. Cut number 10. Please play it for the people, Evan.
The sharpest one-year drop in unemployment in United States history. The first time the unemployment rate has been under 4% in the first year of a presidential term in 50 years.
And the only time, I wasn't sure if Joe had more, the only time in history, 6 million jobs created in 11 months. That is a truly big number, historically big number. Hell, today is a historic day, according to President Joe Biden, cut 11.
I think it's a historic day for our economic recovery.
You know, here's the problem with Joe. He's back to Joe. Folksy Joe. I like ass-kicking Joe better. The American Rescue Plan, that played a big part. Let's hear it from the president, Joe Biden, cut 12.
The American Rescue Plan got the economy off its back and moving again.
One more from Biden. Cut 13, please.
I would argue the Biden economic plan is working. And it's getting America back to work, back on its feet.
Yes, it is. Lots of Americans back to work. I want to jump into a Paul Waldman story over at the Washington Post. Technically, an opinion piece. But here's what Waldman writes. When it comes to job creation, the U.S. economy at the moment is a marvel, perhaps unparalleled in the entire world. And at a moment when the parties are so bitterly divided, we should celebrate it as a bipartisan achievement. That sounds like a crazy thing to say, but hear me out. Waldman out. I'm just speaking his words. On Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that 199,000 new jobs were created in December. It also revised the previous 2 months' numbers up by 141,000 for a total addition of 340,000 jobs. And I wouldn't be at all, now I editorialize, I wouldn't be shocked at all if these numbers are revised upward again. Because that's been the trajectory all year. They haven't revised them down each and every month. They have continued to revise the BLS numbers upward by hundreds of thousands of additional jobs created. So don't let right-wing talk radio or Fox News tell you this is a bad jobs report. Because it's anything but. And they, the Republicans, the right, they should be claiming some of the credit. Here is a little bit more. Paul Waldman. You know how many times the U.S. economy created 6 million jobs in a calendar year going back to the 1930s, which is as far as the BLS data goes back? In Waldman's words, never. The only year for which more than 4 million jobs was created... were created under another Democrat, Jimmy Carter, 1978. Don't think about the roaring jobs economy of Jimmy Carter much, do you? When Biden took office, the unemployment rate was 6.4%. Now it's 3.9%, a triumph. And as Waldman writes, I can already hear Republicans sputtering that Biden had nothing to do with all the good things that happened to the economy, but he's completely responsible for everything bad, including higher gas prices, the shortage of computer chips, and the fact that you can no longer fit into the jeans you bought 10 years ago. If you're fat, it's Joe Biden's fault, right, Republicans? If you ask them to be specific about which Biden policy supposedly produced this inflation, the only thing they'll be able to come up with is spending. Right? That's the answer. Spending. Tax and spend. You Democrats, that's all you do is spend. A little bit farther down in the Waldman piece. So we poured huge amounts of money into the economy to forestall disaster, pandemic, giving relief to individual families, to business, and to state and local governments. To repeat, this was a bipartisan effort. There seems to be a misconception that Biden was the one who spent all the money. But that's just false. So here are a few bullet points. In March of 2020, that was the beginning of the pandemic, folks, Congress passed the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act. Now, that was $8.3 billion, and President Trump signed that bill into law. 2 weeks later, they passed the Families First Coronavirus Response Act at the cost of $192 billion. We're up to a cool $200 billion so far. Trump signed that as well. So those are two Trump laws. At the end of March 2020, Congress passed the CARES Act. Trump signed that one as well. it spent more than $2 trillion, though the final cost after loans were repaid was estimated at like $1.7 trillion. What a deal. We're up to $1.9 trillion under Trump so far, folks. The next month, Congress passed the Paycheck Protection Program and the Healthcare Enhancement Act at the cost of $483 billion. Let's call that half a billion more. Trump signed that as well. We're up to $2.4 billion, folks. In December of 2020, Congress passed the Consolidated Appropriations Act, which added another $900 billion in pandemic relief spending. Oh yeah, Trump signed that one as well. So we're up to $3.3 trillion in bipartisan efforts while Trump was still the president. Because Republicans were still supportive of, you know, trying to, what, save the electoral process for their incumbent president. They only signed off because, of course, they didn't want Trump to lose. Well, he did lose. And then that last one, of course, they didn't want to lose the special elections in Georgia. Kelly Loeffler, what was that other guy? David Perdue. Well, they did lose. Both of them, right? Despite the Republican efforts. So when Joe Biden gets blamed for the spending, they're talking about one bill. In March of 2021, Congress passed the American Rescue Plan with an estimated cost of $1.8 trillion. This time, not a single Republican voted for it. Biden signed it. That's the only one Biden signed so far, folks. The rest of those bills, I mean, all the way back to the CARES Act, you know that passed 96-0 in the Senate. Republicans can't claim that that's Joe Biden's spending. 419-6 in the House. So these were bipartisan efforts. And Republicans, you know, they want to blame Joe Biden for all the bad. But how about claiming a little bipartisan success, this jobs economy under Joe Biden, that started with lots of bipartisan pandemic rescue plans last year, Paycheck Protection Plan. We dipped into that, well, kind of like Robin Voss right here in the great state of Wisconsin. Only I'm not the assembly speaker. It is a success story. More devil's advocates. Come back. It's almost the weekend. Your phone calls could be next. Air the grievances here at 844-967-2789. We're doing a great job, Joe Biden.
There are many, many jobs for many, many people.